Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan and I'm going to read Psalm 79 today. Psalm 79 has the heading, A Psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given over to be meat unto the fowls of heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there is none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, O Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shalt thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the kingdoms that call not upon thy name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Remember not against us the iniquities of our forefathers. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed be known among the heathen in our sight. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those who are appointed unto death, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Asaph considered the sins of his fathers, the sins of the past, in Psalm 78. And the work likely stirred in his heart the thoughts of his own faults. Through this whole great effort, God remained standing high and above all the pain and trouble that Asaph saw. And now, in Psalm 79, he examines the same troubles lamented in Psalms 73 through 77, and yet I find a change in Asaph's words. Asaph says, we, not I, and our, not mine. It seems like he recognizes the great troubles that all share and doesn't focus only on himself. Now, true, he complains about the heathen and their invasion, but they don't hurt me, they hurt us. He's learned to expand his sight and to see more. And so we read and examine what it is that Asaph sees as he looks to see more. The enemy hurts Asaph and the people, but indeed, they also hurt the Lord. It is the heathen that know thee not and call not upon thy name and reproach the Lord. And to Asaph, it's a shameful disgrace for them to question, where is their God? Asaph grew, his eyes see more. While his former pain nearly blinded him, his growth and cleaving to God for support has had a great result. He's matured. And still Asaph keeps acknowledging more and more things, his own sin. This seems to be the great problem that rises above all the other problems in this psalm. There's many problems. But in verse 9, he speaks about his own sin. And this is an important development and an important part of Asaph's heart. No longer rabid with anger and crying for vengeance, Asaph pleads for mercy. It's still a loud psalm. It's still full of emotion. It's still Asaph. But we see a changed Asaph. Try to listen for that as we read through it again. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given over to be meat unto the fowls of heaven, their flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, O Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shalt thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the kingdoms that call not upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Remember not against us the iniquities of our forefathers. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed be known among the heathen in our sight. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy presence, preserve thou those that are appointed to death, and render unto our neighbor sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. I like the response. I like the end. There's a great work here of honestly portraying the evil and the pain and the suffering, as well as honestly considering his own sin. And this is what we need to do. And the end of the psalm, God, if you will bring their reproach down upon their heads, verse 13 now, so we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. This isn't a psalm of bargaining. God, if you save me, then I will praise you. Rather, the whole psalm is praise, is it not? Acknowledging my own faults and also acknowledging the greatness and the power of God to save me. That's all praise. Rather, I think verse 13 reflects, God, if you save me, then I can praise you. If you save me, then I will continue to praise you. If you save me, then we will give thanks forever. And that's what we are calling on. There is a similar sentiment in Psalm 51, open thou my lips, and I will sing thy praise. We cannot praise without the help of God. We cannot live to lift our voices to God without the strength that God gives. And that's what this psalm is about. It's about recognizing, yes, indeed, there are troubles. I'm sad. I'm hurting. And God, I need you. But I'm going to hold on to God throughout and during that pain. And I'm going to depend upon God as the only way I can get out of that pain. I'm going to praise God through it. I'm going to praise God after it, because God is a great God. Well, thanks for listening in. If you want, you can check out my sister podcast, Reading the Gospel, where I'm reading the Gospel of Luke. It's a very similar format to this podcast, where I read some verses, then I talk about it, and then read it all over at the end. I hope that that can be an encouragement to you. If you have any friends or loved ones who don't know much about Jesus or the message of the gospel, I encourage you to share that podcast with them. Check it out yourself and share it with all who may be willing to listen. My whole purpose with these podcasts is to be able to share the word with more and more people. So anytime you rate and review the podcast, anytime you share it by word of mouth, that's simply trying to share the word of God. You're not trying to share me. We're all trying to share the word of God. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.